JIS Radio presents Roundabout JA, a 5-minute feature on local news, ideas, people, places, and things. Roundabout JA.
On today's program, we talk a little about what the government is doing to protect the country's fresh water sources. And later, our Glimpses of Jamaica segment and child health and safety tip. Do stay with us. Water Minister Robert Pickersgill says given the importance of fresh water supplies, the government will continue to take the necessary steps to ensure that the island's fresh water sources are not compromised. He says the ability to supply and distribute fresh water to Jamaicans is a crucial and integral part of the process, which they intend to maintain.
We are laying the policy framework through the revising of the Jamaica Water Sector Strategies and Action Plans of 2004, as well as the development of a rural water supply development strategy with the aim of identifying gaps and assisting the government with meeting the Vision 2030 goals for the water sector while preparing for the potential impacts of climate change.
Minister Pickersgill says rainwater harvesting and water storage capacity are key components of the revised water sector policy.
I've repeatedly said time and time again that we must re-embrace rainwater harvesting, as it is the only way that we will safeguard our supplies of water now and for the future.
The minister went on to add that $100 million have been spent on the rehabilitation of public tanks, and he remains positive that the water problem would be alleviated after the next good season of rain.
Human trafficking is a serious thing. Empty promises.
It's not a game thing and a ring ding. Beware. Human trafficking, modern day slavery, a worldwide criminal activity.
What you gonna do? What you gonna do about it?
Spot them, stop them, expose them.
Them a destroy the youths. Exploitation in our nation. Open up your eyes.
National Task Force Against Trafficking in Persons.
Under Vision 2030, Jamaica will have world-class transport, telecommunications, water supply, and sanitation systems that will improve the quality of life for citizens. To find out more about Vision 2030 and the progress being made, go to vision2030.gov.gm. And now for our Glimpses of Jamaica segment.
When I was in the country, people never used to work for money, excepting when the government gives out work on the roads and so on and so forth. We used to have a group of men who they used to call to work in. So this man would work for this man today. Maybe about 10 people go and work for this man today to plant ground, food. And then whenever the other person is having a working, he calls up 10 men too. And it goes on and on and on and on and on like that. And each person would work for each person for free until they are finished.
And for today's child health and safety tip, how to bulletproof your child.
I believe the children are our future.
The reality is, bullying exists in our schools, and it is important to take a stand against it. Here are two strategies to keep kids from becoming targets of bullies and also to stop bullying. 1. Talk about it. Talk about bullying with your kids and have other family members share their experiences. If one of your kids opens up about being bullied, praise him or her for being brave enough to discuss it and offer unconditional support. Consult with the school to learn its policies and find out how staff and teachers can address the situation. And 2, don't try to fight the battle yourself. Sometimes talking to a bully's parents can be helpful, but it's generally best to do so in a setting where a school official, such as a counselor, can mediate. That tip was brought to you by the Jamaica Information Service. And that's where we leave you today. Thanks for having joined us. For producer Akim Fraser and studio engineer Andre Sawyers, I'm Casita Irving. Take care.
This has been a production of the Jamaica Information Service.